shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
World famous Phil Hendry show tonight till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. The news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch on this show. And we go places other talk shows wish they could, but they cannot. As a matter of fact, Ed Schultz's talk show went someplace that he shouldn't have gone to, that we wouldn't go to. And we're going to talk about that tonight, later on this evening, with General Galen Shaw. Ed Schultz, we'll have that in our next hour. Coming up this hour, we're going to be talking about individual security, company security, security at your place of business with Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. And what is the number one threat to individual or business security, I should say, in this country today? The employee. The employee. Statistics, Jay is going to tell us, show that people who are actual employees of companies are thieving, stealing, essentially compromising the security of those companies far more than anyone from the inside. So that's coming up tonight on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Our number 877-876-7445, 877-876-PHIL, our affiliate spotlight tonight, WEUS in Orlando, where right now the Casey Anthony trial is in full swing, and KIXW in Victor Valley, California, and also online at philhendryshow.com. Pick up a backstage pass right now, and you get all kinds of marvelous things like our daily video cast. We have a five-day archive of our video casts. We also have a nonstop supply of audio archives going all the way back to the late 90s. Our current show is available for podcast. As soon as we find out who that particular streaming company is that's taking the show and recording this show every day so people can hear it. What is it called?
I don't want to say the name of the company.
Because I just sent an email to the to one of the attorneys in the company. I said, that's really interesting, man. We have a podcast that we are offering our listeners, okay, as part of a subscription fee. And there's a bunch of jokers out there saying, hey, we'll record Phil Hendry's show for you. You know, this is the kind of thing that we, you know, we're every single day of my life, man, we've got either attorneys or me looking at this stuff, and we're getting takedowns all the time, and we're, you know, in some instances threatening to put some of these jackasses out of business, and half of them, when you talk to them, they're like, oh, we didn't know that that was against, are you sure that that's against the law? Yeah, that is against the law. You could have your ass, your license, everything yanked. You, your ass, your license, your kid's ass, your wife's license, everything. Oh, well, we didn't know. Yeah, sure. All right, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. Jay Santos with the Citizens Auxiliary Police joining us right now. The Citizens Auxiliary Police out of Torrance, California. They're on Twitter, as a matter of fact. You just visit, where do you go, sorry, Jay, where do you go on Twitter?
Phil, I'm on Twitter. I am Jay Santos, CAP, Citizens Auxiliary Police, Jay Santos, CAP. So people are welcome to visit me over on Twitter, and we answer a lot of questions over there. We just got on Twitter last night and had a great time talking to people about individual security. We were discussing the history of Citizens Auxiliary Police with a lot of people last night on Twitter, so a lot of fun.
All right, Jay, you have started, in addition to the Citizens Auxiliary Police, which is a volunteer auxiliary police agency, you have started a security officer's company, if I'm stating that, a security officer services company?
That is correct, Phil. It's a company that we will offer security guards, security services to individual companies, individual businesses out there that are interested in a creative approach to the problem. Right now, the problem we have in securing companies, securing the premises of companies, is it's not so much who you're keeping out. It's also what is going on inside the company. And you look at some of the statistics right now, Phil, involved in the different companies, what are the problems they're having when we're talking about having theft.
Well, we've seen numbers down through the years that say that there's an awful lot of money that is lost by individuals pilfering. But generally, that is a company that is, you know, people are taking, what, paper clips and stationery? Doesn't sound like a big number.
No, we're not talking about that. We're talking about the theft of computers. We're talking about the theft of copying machines.
All right. Office furniture?
Well, not so much furniture, but your some cases bookshelves, but you know, the kind of high-tech equipment that might be very expensive for someone to purchase on their own. They're working for these companies, and of course, they are walking out the door with a lot of this stuff, and you don't know, do they have it in a purse, do they have it in a backpack? What our company is going to offer Citizens Auxiliary Police Security Services will be a way to not only police the premise of a business, as I said, from the outside, but also police premise from the inside as well.
All right, we're talking to Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police about business security and your office being secure. Our number 877-876-PHIL. We also, you know, and I hate to say it, but living in these modern times, the disgruntled employee coming back?
Well, there's the disgruntled employee. That is absolutely correct. You have to, in all instances, deter, and that's what we specialize in. The creative aspect of this, Phil, is one that I had put together with Major Elvis Newton, as well as Major Newton's wife, Belinda, and my own wife, Corrine, because we felt it needed a creative approach. We hire officers that are good at securing the perimeter of a business, but also we hire officers that are good at undercover. This is an undercover work. They are presenting, at times, the look of an individual who may be emotionally unstable. And what that means is this, Phil, if just let me follow the thought through.
All right.
If we have a security guard working the premise of a building where there are people still in the building, we want that man to walk through the building as a security guard will, but behave in a way that intimates he may have an emotional disturbance or he might be dangerous. Now, of course, the employer knows that he's not. I know that he's not. He knows that he's not. The employees, though, believe they're looking at a man who is employed by their boss as a security guard who might be mentally deranged. And except...
All right, now, the obvious question is you're going to be scaring the hell out of the very people that you're supposed to protect.
Well, that's just the point, are we? Yes, we want to protect people. There's no question about that, and that's exactly what we're going to do. But are those people in that office also the people that may be conducting some of the theft? Are those people that we're scaring in that office some of the people that are stealing some of this equipment? In other words, we are presenting to the individuals that work in the company who are, as we know, it's because I just quoted the statistics and everything that you were talking about, who are engaging in some of this theft that costs these companies so much money. We are presenting to them one of our security guards who is... They may think, for all they know, he's dangerous.
What happens if someone who is employed by this company becomes so frightened of this security guard who's dangerous that they react, that they react in a violent way?
Well, in what way are you talking about?
Well, that they just suddenly, I don't know, they get so scared. If there's a security guard, you say, that's behaving like he's mentally deranged.
Well, emotionally unbalanced is what I'm saying.
Well, what is he doing?
Well, in many cases, we train our guards to walk into a business and to sit down and start using a computer and again, Phil, they are not dangerous men. You must understand this. They're not dangerous men. But to stare at people, if they're in the parking garage area and there are particularly women who are getting into their cars to make it appear as if they're peering at them from behind one of the cement pillars.
And that's going to scare the hell out of somebody.
That is, but they're not in any danger. Those men are not going to do anything. They're just trained to present the appearance of an individual who is unbalanced. When you do that, that sends the message to those employees that this is one employer that you're not going to rip off. That's the whole point. You know,
well, it sounds to me like you're putting a lot more into that aspect of protecting a company than you are into the aspect of just securing the premises from the outside.
No, not at all, Phil, because we constantly have the perimeter being patrolled, depending upon how many officers that they have hired from our company. You're always going to be having security. That individual that is maintaining what we call internal is also going to be on the external.
And so you've got a security guard hired by this company to make it look as if he's peering at women as they're getting into their cars?
That's just one aspect. There's a lot of different things. Like I said, they may just stand and stare at someone who's working on their at their desk. They may sit down in an area where everybody isn't, start using equipment. The whole key to this is for the employees of that company to feel threatened.
And then what is the point? How can they do their work? How can they?
Well, this is generally, they can do their work. Generally, this is something that tests as well the concentration of a worker, because if you're doing your work, you're not going to notice someone staring at you. If you're going to your car, well, you're going to your car. If there's a guy standing behind a pillar, he's not hurting you, so nothing happened. So I don't know what your question is.
If you're going to your car every night, my wife comes home to me and she says to me, the guy that they hired at the office, a security guy, is staring at me as I'm getting into my car, I feel very threatened. And as a concerned husband, okay, I pop a Barrett and I call up.
You mean you're going to call up?
Yeah, I call up and I ask,
Well, we really frown on that, Bill. We don't mind if the young lady involved, your wife or girlfriend, she calls. But as you said it very well, that when the pop a bear, if you're not even an employee, we are not really going to take your call.
Well, what do you mean you're not going to take my call? If I'm concerned about whether a daughter, a wife, anyone is she's feeling threatened, who does she talk to then? You don't want to talk to me, who does she talk to?
She can talk to her employer. And
what does he say?
Well, he will tell her, I will speak to the individual. And naturally, nothing gets done, because what you want to do is...
Do you want people quitting? Is that...
No, people are not going to quit in this kind of an economy, Phil, but if it gets that serious, yes, then we will back them out of that sector. That's a sector of the area of the building where perhaps that young lady's getting into her car. We'll move the security officer someplace else. But the key is to always have people feeling... a little bit like they're kind of a little bit, off guard a little bit.
Jay Santos with us here with the Citizens Auxiliary Police Security Officers Services. I don't know if any of you guys work as security officers or own companies. The thinking here, Jay, is to for companies to hire your officers and they behave emotionally unbalanced or mentally unbalanced so that the people at work in the office are afraid of them?
Because that's where a lot of the theft is coming from, Phil, the individuals in the office.
And now, I've got a name here. Randy Gleason, is that it?
Yeah, Subcommander Gleason. Hey, Randy, come on. Randy Gleason is one of our subcommanders, works at Citizens Auxiliary Police. He is also one of the individuals. He's part of our security officer services. Can you do, Randy does a laugh so that when he's in the security booth and any of the employees of the company walk by, do the laugh that you do. Yeah, right now. Go ahead. That's scary, Phil, and it sounds very scary, but that's the kind of thing that makes people think this guy is insane, and if I try to steal a computer from the company that I'm working for, I may get torn. Literally, I may get torn apart. Right?
Get torn apart.
Well, if you listen to Randy do it again, if you hear that, you know that can only be coming from a man that can literally tear your arms off.
All right, our number, hold on for a second, Jay, okay?
Be glad to, Phil.
877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. We're speaking here with Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, a new security guard service. The security guards that they are hiring out act as if they are mentally imbalanced or mentally deranged, because people who work for these companies, the actual employees, are the ones that are stealing from these companies, and they need to be checked. So even if you're an employee, you are frightened of the security guards that they're hiring. This is a whole new area now, folks, of not just personal security, but business security. A whole new area of, what do they call it, sort of... dissimulation and disinformation, where you have someone that's supposed to be protecting you, scaring you half to death. 877-876-7445. This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
World famous Phil Henry Show, every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. This is a news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Radio for Patriots by Patriots. Talking this evening with Jay Sanis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. We do support business here, Jay, and we do support the efforts of all entrepreneurs. You've got a business here, though, a security business, a security officer services, that you propose hire, you are hiring out men who are trained to not only protect a business in a traditional way, but to frighten workers.
Well, first of all, Phil,
I mean, that what we're talking about here are workers' rights. Now, as a conservative, you're not going to hear me talking about workers' rights from the standpoint of just a de facto fait accompli, union empowerment that every 3 years, let's go ahead and gouge the boss. I'm talking about the right to feel safe, you know.
Well, they are safe, Phil, and that's...
No, the right to feel safe.
Does an employer have the right to feel that his equipment is not being stolen, that his office equipment is not being stolen? We have trained our officers, Phil. These are security officers. We've trained them in different levels. If we know that there is a young lady who has been taking office supplies out, if we know there's someone who has been taking out of petty cash, okay, and you know the amounts of money that's been stolen from companies through bookkeeping, Randy, I want a give me the code six. all right, thanks.
What is that?
That is him standing behind a pillar in a parking garage, letting her know there is possibly a deranged man watching her. Now, if she's stealing...
And what if she's not?
No, we do not put... No, this doesn't happen. I can guarantee you the people that we do this to are guilty.
You can guarantee that? Well, I don't know how you guarantee that. You know,
but these are people that are under very serious suspicion and probably guilty.
877-876-7445. People have the right to be secure, to feel secure in their workplace, is what I'm saying. Here's Wendy in Raleigh, North Carolina. Wendy, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Jay Sanis. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to know what kind of background check you do on your security guards. How safe are they to, quote-unquote, protect the employer?
Well, it's a standard security check, ma'am, in terms of their police records, number one. We obviously do a background education, their personal lives. What we're most concerned with, though, are two things. Do they have law enforcement experience of any kind or security experience of any kind, which includes military? And number two, what is their criminal record? And once we're satisfied of that, you can train an individual, certainly. We do prefer to have family men, but we do take single men. So it really depends on the individual. But we do want to be satisfied as to their criminal record, first and foremost.
But what does that mean?
Well, it means that if they have too many felonies, we're not going to take them.
And too many felonies?
Too many.
That's correct, yes. Yes, ma'am.
So in other words, they can have felonies?
You're going to have felonies. I don't know that there is anyone in this world that's going to be hiring people to do this kind of work. That you're not going to see a guy that's got felonies for assault or something like that. We don't want murderers. We don't want rapists. This kind of thing.
So how is assault okay?
I beg pardon?
If you're hiring someone that has an assault record, how is that okay? They're supposed to be protecting the employer from stealing, but what if they attack one of the employees?
Well, they're not going to attack any of the employees, ma'am, because if they assault anyone, well, because if they're going to be under my training, I can guarantee you they're not going to lay a hand on anyone unless that person has asked for it. You know, and it's like I said to my, I would say to all of my men, I said, boy, if they're asking for it, they're asking for it.
But what kind of training is that, Jay, if they're asked?
No.
Yes, ma'am. What I'm saying is these guys are not murderers, not rapists. They didn't, you know, we're not hiring the... You know, I don't mean to make a joke, but the chimpanzee from Connecticut, that's not going to happen. And
nobody's thinking you're going to do that.
I'm also protecting the rights of the employer, but I think you're taking it to an extreme, and I'm all for protecting the right of the employer, and I think
the
feeling is wrong at any point, but, I mean, I just think it's ridiculous.
Absolutely.
That's my last comment.
If you were getting into your car, ma'am, at night, and you were an individual stealing from a company, Randy, go ahead, give me a quote. And you heard that. That would scare you.
That would not scare me. I would just think he was an idiot. That was all I would think.
If you didn't see anybody? If he hid behind the pillar?
Definitely. I would think he was an idiot.
You wouldn't be, you wouldn't be afraid of a man?
I hope that works out for you, and I hope none of your people assault something.
I don't think...
Well, she answered your question.
Have a good night, and thanks for taking my call.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Wendy. Our number, 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back with Jay Sanis and the Citizens Auxiliary Police and the new security services company he started.
Phil Hendry. Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
And back here, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show here. Truth is our bitch. Radio for patriots by patriots. And a radio show that takes you places other radio shows wish they could, but they can't. If you don't believe me, just ask them. Our show is sponsored in part by Life Change Tea, a sponsor of our program. Very proud to have these guys on board. Life Change Tea can be reached at getthetea.com. Getthetea.com.
You gotta be able to spell tea.
Yeah, you gotta be able to spell tea. Wow. Or call them at 928-308-0408. Don't forget to tell them Phil Hendry sent you. Some of the benefits of Life Change Tea. It is an all-natural, all-organic blend, specially formulated. What do you think it does? It detoxifies and cleanses your kidneys, your liver, your colon,
yeah,
and blood all at once. Life Change Tea does all of that for you. And if you want to lose weight, all of those things that I just told you about, you know, the body retains a lot of that stuff, man. And one of the ways to lose weight, if you want to lose, you know, 3 pounds, 4 pounds real fast, is clean the body out, man. So if you want to lose weight, it'll your body will benefit from this great tasting non-caffeinated, by the way, tea. And there's a 45-day money-back guarantee on all Life Change Tea. There's no gimmicks, just results, and one of them, a happier you. So call Life Change Tea, 928-308-0408, 928-308-0408, or go to getthetea.com, Life Change Tea. Phil Hendry Show here. On the line is Jay Sanis from the Citizens Auxiliary Police as we continue to talk about his new security officer services, hiring and training officers, security officers, to not only secure the company, but to disquiet and frighten employees who may be stealing. And one of the ways you're doing this, Jay, is hiring and training officers to behave as if they are unstable, as if they are mentally deranged. You just had a woman talking to us asking about safety, and I think it's a good question because, again, people have every right to feel safe. Why would you hire out these guys who are going to make them feel frightened on the job? And I understand some of these people may be guilty of stealing, but there are those who aren't.
The idea, you know, we're hiring people all the time. We are hiring people all the time.
And well, you just said that you hired guys that don't have that many felonies, so you will hire people with felonies.
We hire people who have not been, we don't hire people with any kind of manslaughter. We don't hire people with any murder convictions. We don't hire people who've had rape convictions. If you ask me, do we hire people who've had assault convictions? I don't think, Phil, you can be in the security business without, at one time, you know, be involved in that. We hired a guy a year ago who was in prison, had just paroled out after 6 years. He took a motorcycle chain to somebody. But you want to know something? That individual, working as one of our security officers on his first job, dragging a chain behind him, so scared one individual that we found two computers in her car, and another individual who resisted, he wound up taking this chain to them, and there was a cache of office supplies in this individual.
He took a chain to somebody.
Who had been stealing from the office. So when we say that we are hiring people who are, if you want to say, acting deranged, they are acting. You ask me, do they have criminal records? I say to you, they do not have that many felonies. And
when you talk about hiring people and they don't have that many felonies and all of these other marvelous comments, man, that does not exactly inspire confidence in me. I don't know how well business is. Have you signed up people?
We've got three businesses right now. Two, and one is sending the contract back to us. Our people don't freak out. We had an employee, as I said, it took a chain to someone who had been...
Chain. So you guys don't try to apprehend...
No, this was someone who resisted, and this was a guy, I told you, had been pulled out. We are about finding a creative way to solve these problems. Security service businesses are going downhill. There's not enough qualified people. We're trying to find a way to do it.
877-876-PHIL on the Phil Henry Show. Let's go to Lewis in Macon. Go ahead, Lewis. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi. Thank you for taking
turn your
my
radio,
call.
Turn your radio down. Turn your radio down. Like
all
you were
right,
told to do when you first called the show and they asked you to do that. All right. I'm hearing a really bad echo on the line. Go ahead.
All right. Gentlemen, his radio's off, Mr. Henry.
I think this gentleman's taking the wrong approach to security services. He is going to end up getting one of his people hurt or killed through neglect. My wife has a concealed carry permit, and if she sees someone that is mentally deranged peering at her from behind a pillar or acting mentally unstable, she will defend herself. And if she comes home to tell me that...
I got to tell you something, sir. You don't shoot somebody, sir, just because they're looking at you from behind the pillar. You don't shoot them. You don't shoot them when they're looking at you behind a pillar, sir. Your wife should not have that permit because she obviously doesn't know what you're doing with a gun.
Why does your wife have a concealed permit? Why does your wife have a concealed permit?
To protect herself from people like
okay,
you.
Okay, why?
My wife is a rape victim. She was raped when she was 19
okay.
years old.
The lady was raped.
She was raped. So she's going to shoot somebody just because they're laughing.
She's going to shoot someone just because they're laughing, right? I have been a police officer, and I have taught my wife you were.
You've never been a cop.
Defend yourself and be judged in court than to be a victim.
So I want to ask you, Lewis, a question.
Let me finish. All right.
And, Lewis, I'm going to ask you a question, okay?
You are hiring people that have been convicted of felony, regardless of what the felony is appalling.
All right. Thanks a lot, pal. 877-876. I just want to ask you a question. Your wife will shoot someone if they laugh at her. That's what's going to happen?
That's what you just said.
You said that if they're laughing from behind a pillar, she'll laugh at them. I mean, she'll shoot them.
Yeah, he did say that. He did say that, Phil.
If they are peering at her from behind a pillar and they are, acting in a mentally deranged manner, the state
she'll
of Georgia, which is where I'm at, allows for you to defend yourself if you are at fear for your life. And a person
so your wife is going to go to jail for murder. She's going to murder a man.
Well, it doesn't sound like I think your wife needs to understand the law better, because I don't think you can shoot somebody just because they're peering at you from behind a pillar.
You can shoot someone if you are in fear for your life. I can articulate any police report to justify a shoot. If one of your guys was peering at my wife and she came home and told me, the least of your concerns would be my wife. If you
your wife would go to prison,
off,
your wife would go to prison. She'd go to prison, and you wouldn't have to worry about having her around anymore. That'd be one good thing.
But she would be in prison if she shot. You know what, Lewis, you don't want to listen to anybody.
You don't want to have a conversation. No wonder you didn't make it as a cop, you know? Thanks for calling. All right, 877-876-PHIL. Go ahead.
What I was going to say, Phil, is, and you're right, that man obviously is probably unstable himself. What I'm trying to say is, our officers don't make any physical move on anybody. Our officers don't say anything to anybody. All we do is we laugh, and again, I've got Commander Gleason here. Do a code 4. All right. Now, if he does that, and that guy's wife shoots him, well, what are you going to say? She's going to prison. I got a dead man, but they're not going to shut me down. She's going to go to prison. And that's what he was talking about. He was talking about a wife's going to go to prison.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. We have Jay Sanders of the Citizens Auxiliary Police on the line with us as we're talking here tonight about basically what we're talking about here is a new security business where he has officers that and these officers are acting in a mentally deranged manner to scare anybody in the business that may be stealing. So the whole point here is to put people off guard. And the whole point here is to scare employees so that they won't steal. Now, you just heard one guy say that his wife's got a carry permit, that she's going to shoot anybody that laughs at her. I think Jay is right in that instance, that just because somebody laughs at you or leers at you from behind a pillar, you may not be able to shoot them legally. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back with more from Jay Sanos, Citizens Auxiliary Police, on The Phil Henry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Call the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
On the line with me, Jay Sanos from the Citizens Auxiliary Police, as we talk about a security officer's services that he is offering. This is a security guard business. Because people are stealing from their own businesses, Jay, your idea is to have officers that are acting unbalanced. I know you have Subcommander Gleason there. Did you have him on standby here because he's...
Randy Gleason is one of our best subcommanders at Citizens Auxiliary Police. This was something, by the way, Phil, that I had formulated with Major Elvis Newton when we came up with the idea of having a business to offset expenses. Citizens Auxiliary Police is a volunteer service. We do not charge anyone any money. So we need to find a way to fund what we do. And we felt that doing a security officer service was way to do it. By bringing on board security officers and training them in a unique way of protecting people, what we're able to do is we are able to offer a unique service that isn't just another security or what they, you know, they want to call, we're not a rubber bullet company, you know.
Well, let's go back, though, to something that I think is disturbing. First of all, the fact...
What about that caller? You know, it's disturbing. There's a guy who says his wife's going to shoot a man if he giggle at her. You know,
well, we can talk all we want about that. I don't think that guy really... I couldn't hear... First of all, his call, I couldn't hear him very well, and there was a lot of echo on the line for me. But what I'm trying to say is, whether or not that guy's wife doesn't know the law or not, the fact is you're scaring the hell out of people, aren't you?
We are scaring the hell out of people who are guilty. And
even, I'm not guilty of anything, and if I'm going to my car and I hear that, some guy behind a pillar...
Hear what?
Someone going hoo-hoo-hoo or something like that behind a pillar or looking around a pillar, and obviously the intent is to make me think that I'm being followed by a maniac. Is that right?
That is essentially it, yes. This is a, if you want to call it an archetype or an iconic symbol, Phil, but the maniac that follows people... is a, if you want to call it, we want to say a horror movie. It's a horror movie image that we carry with us throughout our lives. And I don't think there's too many movies that have been horror movies where we only have some kind of maniac who is standing behind a tree, it's late at night, or what have you, and is going, you know, as Randy does. And Randy is one of the prime people that we sent off to Pasadena Playhouse, one of the acting academies, to learn this. Then we train it to our officers. And
so this officer of yours is learning almost an acting skill. You're training other officers in a way, and then you're going out and employing it in the security services.
That is exactly right. And one of the reasons why is, as I mentioned before, and I want to say it again, and I hope your audience gets this, we are running out of qualified people in security officer services. We are running out of qualified people, quite frankly, if you want to get right down to it, in police officer. And so we have to take a creative approach.
And that means hiring guys that have felony records.
That means hiring some people who have records that are not murdered. They're not murderers. That's the part that you're missing. And
no, I'm getting that you're saying you're not hiring murderers. I understand that. You hired a guy that took a motorcycle chain to somebody and got 6 years. Is that correct?
That is correct. Yes, sir.
And he paroled out. and you hired him. Now you say a year later, and by the way, did you say he dragged a chain to the job interview? Or?
Yes, he did. And when I first met Chuck, he dragged this chain behind him. He got out of his truck. He's dragging a chain. I remember thinking to myself, "This, you know, I fell in love with him. I felt what was not to love because." If he passed the application test, if he passed the interview, then I was definitely going to use him. See, I know security services like the back of my hand. There's a lot of people listening right now don't know anything about security guards. They don't know anything about security guard business. Take a look at security guards we have right now. Got a lot of rubber bullet type people.
Well, I know that the security guard business is often mocked, but Jay, I'll tell you this: it sounds to me like you have a business that is the reason for that.
All right, did you hear that, Phil?
Yes.
That is what we call our code 6. That's the security guard sitting in the security booth. And he is playing with a small animal. So it'd be if you bring along a hamster or something like this as a pet. It's a very, very disarming thing, and it's very disquieting to walk by a security guard booth at 11 o'clock at night while you're stealing something, and in the booth is someone petting a hamster or a mouse. And okay, Randy, do it. And making a noise like, thank you, making a noise like that. You're going to drop that equipment where you found it. Well,
it's pretty nuts, you know.
No, the idea is not nuts. The people are not nuts. But yeah, we want people to think that they're nuts.
I don't know. Having never stolen any equipment from any company, it's certainly not stolen office equipment or fax machines or computers. If I were stealing something, okay, and I walk by your guy there, Randy Gleason, and he's doing that that laugh. That's not even a laugh, is it?
It's not really a laugh. Randy, what do you call it?
Mumbling.
It's what? Mumbling. Randy calls it mumbling.
You are... that's if you're playing with a hamster, Mr. Andrea.
Yeah, if you're playing with a small animal.
Yes.
So if you're playing with a small animal, that's what you're going to do. So if you're walking by the security guard booth, Phil, and Randy, go ahead. I'm walking by, Randy. Go ahead and do it. I'm going to turn around and take that equipment back.
Why?
As I said to you, and again, it's iconic. Most of us think that a guy who's mentally deranged like that can tear your arms off. Okay? I don't know if you heard about that accident that kid had in Nebraska, and he had his arm torn off by that machine.
All right, I heard about that, man, but I don't understand why, if I'm walking by with equipment that I have stolen... And I hear your guy there do that thing. I'm going to what, turn around?
You're going to turn right around and go right back into the building and put the equipment back. And the reason is this. You are afraid that once you get into your car, and once you've deposited that stolen equipment in your car, you're going to go to drive your car out of that lot, and guess what? No arms. How do you feel? What do you think that's going to do to you? How do you think that? What kind of Friday night you think you're going to have then?
So the thinking is this guy will attack me.
The thinking will be that you will be attacked by this man, and you will go to get away from him, and you'll notice you don't have any key in the ignition. Why? Because you didn't have an arm to go get it out of your pocket. So think about that, Phil, and I want your audience to think about law things we talk about tonight. Law things we talk about. And Randy, again, that's code 6, and that is when someone's stealing, right?
Yes, sir. You want to give us the scariest thing. Someone's stealing something. And then?
So that's Randy. He says that's code 6, so that if you are taking a computer, you are going to be frightened of the fact that you will never put your arms around your grandchildren or children again because they won't be there. And then, of course, that reminds me of that movie, The Unholy Three. I don't want to get into that. But
The Unholy Three. Boy, you know, you're on some kick here, man. But
that's not a kick I'm on, Phil, but the business I'm running.
All right. Well, I wish you well. You say you've got people signing up, huh?
We've got two businesses. We've got another one. Give us the celebration one, Randy. Give us one. See, that's our little, you know, yay. We're signing up another business. It's going to be all fun. All fun. Yeah. I think you'll like it.
All right, Jay Santos. Thank you, Jay.
Thanks a lot, Phil.
Jay Santos, and of course, Memorial Weekend is coming up, and they're always out there on patrol in the South Bay. But this business that he's got, you know, it's not going to happen to me.
What?
I'm not going to be walking by a security booth and hear a guy go, playing with a hamster, and I'm... Man, I would. I got to turn around and take the stuff back. What are you going to, you know...
Just like you said, man, you're going to take that computer car and go to turn the car on. You ain't got no arm to turn it on with.
Or two arms?
Well, you'll go for the right arm, it won't be there, and then the left arm won't be there neither.
I think that, you know, and the other thing that I think was really wrong about that is I think there's a lot of stereotypes in there about people that are emotionally disturbed. All right. Jay Santos. Coming up next, we have General Galen Shaw to talk with us about something that happened here over the last 48 hours. That was Ed Schultz of MSNBC. Well, Tuesday, we'll talk with General Shaw about that. Coming back on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry.